现在请大家再翻开到《约翰福音》第十章，《约翰福音》第十章。找到了，我向大家念第一到第五节讲言所要引用的经文。《约翰福音》第十章第一节，我实实在在地告诉你们，进入圆圈不从门进去，倒从别处爬进去，那人就是贼，就是强盗。从门进去的才是羊的牧人，看门的就给他开门，羊也听他的声音，他按着名叫自己的羊，把羊领出来，既放出自己的羊来，就在前头走，羊也跟着他，因为认得他的声音。羊不跟着生人，因为不认得他的声音，必要逃跑。感谢神赐给我们这宝贵的话语，现在我把时间交给郭全佑牧师。我要传讲的信息是认得，你认得这声音，这声音吗？
Morning, and I greet you all in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，我奉救主耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
We thank God for seeing us through the year 2017.
我们感谢神带领我们安然度过2017年。
We live in a world that is getting from bad to worse.
我们所活的这个世界是越来越糟糕。
Sin and wickedness continue to increase.
罪恶的邪恶的事情啊，天天的增加。
And sometimes we become very confused.
有的时候我们都感到混乱。
Do you realize that in our world there are many things we can choose from?
你知道吗？在我们所处的世界，有许多事情是我们可以选择的。
You to buy a washing machine, there are so many brands, there are so many sizes.
如果你要买一架洗衣机啊，是多么品牌 是很多，而且有大小不一。
You want to buy an HDB flat, you want to buy a home, it's the same thing.
如果你要买一个就是买主屋要就是买一个地方来住都一样的。
Our world is filled with many, many options.
而我们所处的世界就是充满着各样的抉择。
Whatever you want to buy, you have items screaming out loud, buy me, buy me, buy me.
当你想要买任何东西的时候你都会听到这样的声音，那里好像在那边呼唤说买我，买我，买我。
Why can't there be just simply one shirt, one pants? Don't have to decide, isn't it?
为什么不能够就仅仅有这样的一个就是不需选择的，就是一件衣服一条裤子就好了，不用选择。
Everything there is only one.
一切都只有一个。
So you buy a washing machine.
如果要买洗衣机。
No need to think.
不用想了。
There's only one.
只有那样一部。
One brand, one size for everything.
只有一个品牌只有就是一个尺码。
You ever imagine a world like that?
你们想过如果处在这样的一个世界会是怎么样呢？
Only one kind of HDB flat for everyone.
只有一类的主物每一个人都一样。
Everything just only one.
各样的事情都是只有一个选择。
You like it?
你喜欢这样子吗？
No need to go shopping.
不需要去逛街逛购物。
Save a lot of time.
省下许多的时间。
Husbands like it very much.
做先生呢就喜欢这样的事。
Because whenever husbands accompanying the wife when they go shopping, the husbands all sit there and the wives are the ones who walk around. True?
因为当就是做丈夫的去陪着妻子去购物的时候多数的时候就是做先生的就坐下来在等候，然后妻子呢就是在那里逛来逛去。
It's like everything around us in this world is shouting out, buy me.
就好比是这个世界各样的事物都在那边喊着呼喊着招我们去买买买我买我。
And sometimes we buy the wrong thing.
有的时候我们却买到错误的。
Because it is so cheap, it breaks down.
那因着是那样的便宜，但是它却坏了。
My wife wanted to buy a steamer to steam the garments.
我的妻子她就要买一个就是蒸汽的烫斗就是用来用蒸汽来烫。
So I went online to buy something that is very cheap.
我就上网去买了一个比较便宜的。
I thought I was very clever.
我以为我这样做是很有智慧。
So it just arrived a few days ago.
前几天货就来到了。
I tried to use it.
那我尝试使用。
It seemed to work.
看起来就是它操作可以操作一段时间。
I finished using and put it on the counter.
然后我用了之后，我就把它放在柜台上。
Came back.Home in the afternoon.
他就下午回到家中。
The water all leak out, and the whole counter all got wet.
这些水就漏出来了整个柜台都湿了。
I regretted buying the cheap steamer.
我后悔了，我买了这样一台就是比较便宜的这个蒸汽的烫斗。
Now I don't know what to do with it.
现在我不知道当怎么办。
You want? I give to you.
如果你要的话，我把它送给你。
I listened to the voice, the steamer say, "Buy me." I bought.
我听到那样的一个声音这个蒸汽烫斗就说呼喊着说买我我就买了。
The loss is that few dollars.
我损失的是那几块钱。
And now I have a steamer that I dare not use.
然后我现在有了一台这个蒸汽烫斗，却我却不敢使用。
Do you know that this is also true of Christianity?
你知道吗？在基督教的信仰，这也是一个事实。
Many voices out there believe in this Christ, believe in that Christ.
那在外头有这样许多的声音，都说相信这样的这位基督，相信那位基督。
Why can't there be just one righteous Bible-based gospel?
那为何是不能够仅仅有就是按照圣经所传讲的一个福音呢
？Then we don't have to worry.
那如果是那样的话，我们就不需要忧虑了。
Because there is only one to choose from.
因为只需要从一个当中来选。
And we're not talking about a few dollars that we will lose if we listen to the wrong voice.
然后我们所说的也不仅是说。损失那几块钱，如果我们听到错误的声音
，We are talking about the life of a person.
我们所说的是一个人的生命。
We are talking about spending eternity in heaven or in hell.
我们所谈论的是永久的在天堂或者是在地狱里来居住。
Just as there are so many voices crying out to us to buy me, buy me, we also have so many.Voices concerning the gospel. Believe in me. Believe in me.
就像有那样多的声音在那里呼喊着说买我买我。那我们也有这样多不同的这个声音来呼召着我们说相信我相信我。
And that's exactly what Jesus Christ warns us about in John chapter 10, verse 1 to verse 5.
这正是主耶稣基督他向我们发出的警告。那就在这个约翰福音第十章一到五节的这个警戒。
How do we know the voice of Christ?
我们怎么知道就是哪一个是基督的声音呢
？There are so many different churches saying we believe in Jesus Christ.
有这么多许多不同的教会都说我们相信耶稣基督。
Do you get confused?
你会不会感到疑惑呢？
Even within our own BP denominations, there are so many different versions of Christ.
那即使是我们笃信圣经长老会旗下也有这样多不同的基督。
After the dissolution of the synod in 1988, every BP church is now doing what is right in their own eyes.
那自从1988年这个区会解散之后，那各个不同笃信圣经长老会的会堂。都按照自己认为正确的来行。
Do you know that there are some BP churches that worship God are very similar to the charismatics with the band, with the drum, and with all the electronic guitars?
你知道吗？有一些笃信圣经长老会的会堂， 他们崇拜的形式跟一些那些灵恩派的这些新派的教会没有两样，他们都有这个乐团，他们就是有鼓手，有电子的吉他等等。
It is very important that we know the voice of Christ.
我们要认得出基督的声音，那是非常重要的。
Even in the time when Jesus Christ walked on earth, this was already a danger.
即使是在耶稣基督在这地面上来行走的时候，那这已经是那危机。
You have the voice of Christ, and you have the voice of others who also call themselves the voice of Christ.
那你有基督的声音，那你也有其他就是自称是基督的声音。
That's why Jesus Christ gave this parable to the disciples.
那这也就是为什么耶稣基督把这样的一个比喻讲给他的门徒听。
We must know the right voice.
我们必须辨认出那正确的声音。
It was important 2,000 years ago. It is even more important now.
那在2000多年前，这是非常重要的。那在今天，今时今日更为重要。
Jesus says in verses 1 and 2 of John chapter 10, Verily, verily, I say unto you, He that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climb up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber.He that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep.
那在约翰福音第十章第一、第二两节，耶稣基督这样子说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，人进羊圈，不从门进去，倒从别处爬进去，那人就是贼，是强盗。从门进去的，才是羊的牧人。”
Israel is a country where there are many shepherds.
在以色列地。有许许多多的牧羊人。
This parable is a parable that describes a way of life common in Israel in the time of Christ.
那这样的一个比喻，它所描述的这情景是在以色列地是一个常见的的这个一般的生活方式的样貌。
There is only one entrance into the sheepfold.
那在羊圈只有。一道门可以进去。
The porter is placed there to guard and protect the sheep at the entrance of the sheepfold.
那看门的这个人，他就是说，就是在以坐在那羊圈的门口来把守着。
He will only open the door to the shepherd of the sheep.
那他只会为那羊群的牧人来打开那道门。
He will not open it to anyone else.
他不会把门打开让其他的人进入。
This was their way of life.
那这是他们生活常见的。
But then there are those who will climb in.
却有一些人是爬着进去的。
Because the wall is not very high.
因为那围墙不是很高。
They will not go through the door because they know the porter will never open to them.
那他们是不会开不会从那门进去的，因为他们知道说看门的人是不会为他们来开门。
And the purpose is to steal the sheep.
他们的用意就是要来偷羊。
Jesus used two words to describe them: thief and robber.
那耶稣就用了两个名词来描述他们，他们是贼，是强盗。
We know the difference between a thief and a robber, don't we?
我们知道说，就是贼跟强盗的分别，不是吗
？A thief is a person who comes in the middle of the night without you knowing.
贼是在深夜的时候，在你不觉察的时候来到。
You could be sleeping.
你可能是睡着了。
And then when you wake up, half your house has been taken away by the thief.
那当你醒过来的时候，你家中一半的东西都被贼偷走了。
You do not know that he has come.
你不知道他已经来过了。
But a robber is different.
而强盗却不一样。
He is a person who will rob you to your face.
那他是那就是在你面前当着你的面来做那恶事。
You could be walking by the street at night, and then the robber will come and point a knife at your throat.
那你可能在夜间走在街道上。那可能就这个强盗就来了，他就手里拿着刀指着你威胁你。
And then he will rob you.
他就抢劫你。
Now this is how Jesus described those who pretend to be Christ.
那这耶稣就是这样的描述那些假冒基督的人。
They will not take care of the sheep.
他们是不会照顾羊群的。
They are here to destroy the sheep.
他们来是要来毁灭羊群。
They might do it like a thief very quietly.
他们可能会像贼一样就是 潜没着的来行事,
or they can do it like a robber, kill the porter, get in and destroy the sheep.
或者他们就会像那强盗一样，他们就来到把那看门的杀了，然后就进入羊圈去毁坏羊群。
We find both types today in the church.
我们在教会里面看到这两种的情形，我们都看见了。
What do they want to steal from you?
他们要从你那里偷什么呢?
They want to steal your life.
他们要把你的生命给偷去。
They want to steal your soul.
他们要偷去你的灵魂。
You believe in the wrong Christ, you die, you end up in hell.
你相信了那错误的基督, 你死了, 你最终是落入地狱。
And there's nothing you can do.
你不能够做什么的。
Blaming the thief and the robber is no use.
你就是把这 怪罪于这强盗这贼都没有用处。
You can blame them all you want. You're already in hell.
你就算是怎样的来埋怨来怪罪于他们都无用， 因为你已经掉入地狱了。
It won't change one thing. It will not get you out of hell, even though you blame them all you want and all your life.
你这样的埋怨、这样的投诉、这样的怪罪他们，一点用处都没有，因为你已经掉入地狱了，一切都不能够再改变了。这就是你断送了你一生。
The thieves and the robbers in the time of Christ were the Pharisees, the priests, and the Sadducees, and the scribes in those days.
在耶稣的时代，那些贼跟强盗就是当时候的法利赛人、文士。 这些撒都该人还有祭司等等。
They all claim to be men of God.
他们都自称是从神来的人。
They claim to teach them the way of God.
他们就自称说是在教导神的道。
But Jesus of Nazareth said to them, no.
拿撒勒人耶稣基督却告诉他们不。
You are of your father the devil. Was that not what Jesus said about them?
那我们知道说，耶稣基督就责备他们说，你们就像是你们那的父亲魔鬼一样。耶稣基督岂不说了这话吗？
The voices of the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the priests are very convincing.
那那些法利赛人、那些撒都该人、那些祭司们，他们说的实在是头头是道啊。
They have the sound of the truth.
看起来头头是道，他们听起来也像跟真理没有太大的区别。
They talk about traditions.
他们也传讲他们的这些传统。
They talk about the size of their following, how many people believe in us.
那他们也提问到说，他们的跟随者是有那么多许多人跟从着他们。
How can so many people be deceived and be wrong?
那怎么可能这么多人都被蒙骗，都走在错误中？
Only a handful of people were present when Jesus Christ was crucified.
当耶稣基督被钉在十字架上的时候，只有一小撮的人在那里。
The voices of deception are very real.
这些欺骗的这些的声音是非常实在的。
There is only one shepherd.
只有 一个牧人,
many thieves, many robbers.
有许多的贼，许多的强盗。
Do you know the voice of the shepherd?
你认得出那牧人的声音吗?
Because if you do not know the voice of the shepherd, you have believed in the voice of the thief and the robber that sounded very much like the shepherd.
如果你不认得那牧人的声音，那你就是已经 就是听信错误的听信了那些贼而强盗的声音，但是他们的声音却听起来很像是牧者的声音。
Today is the last Sunday morning service of the year 2017.
今天是2017年的最后一个主日的崇拜了。
It is important that you have the right answer to this question.
你必须对这样的一个问题有那正确的答案，那是重要的。
Do you know the voice of the shepherd?
你认得出那牧者的声音吗？
We are not asking you, have you heard the voice of the shepherd?
我们不是说你有没有听过听到这个牧者的声音。
If you have been coming to church this past year, you would have heard the voice of the shepherd many times.
如果你已经在过去多次的来到这会堂当中，那你应当是多次的听到那牧者的声音了。
But do you know his voice?
不过你是否是能够认得出他的声音呢？
Jesus came down from heaven to die on the cross for our sins.
耶稣基督从天堂来到这地面上为着我们的罪来死。
In order to do that, he had to be born of the Virgin Mary.
要这么做，他就必须借着童女玛利亚来生在这地面上。
This was exactly what Jesus Christ did.
这也正是耶稣基督所做的。
To be born of the Virgin Mary means that he is born like you and me, a human being of flesh and blood.
那要借着童女玛利亚来生。这就意味着说他就像你我一样我们生下来就是有血有肉的人。
Because he came to die for you and me, made of flesh and blood.
因为他来是要为你我这些有血肉之躯的人来死。
Since he was born of the Virgin Mary, unlike you and me, he was born perfect.
他既然是借着童女玛利亚而生，那他就跟你我不一样，因为他生来就是完全的，他是没有罪的。
He lived a perfect life.
他活了完全的一生。
At the age of 30, he was baptized by John the Baptist to start his ministry to save us from our sins.
那就在他30岁的时候他就接受施洗约翰的为他施洗，然后他就开始了他的这个传道的生涯。
Jesus started to reveal himself that he is indeed Emmanuel, the Son of God and the Son of Man, walking in our midst.
那耶稣基督就开始向人来显露出他就是神也是人，就是神人。活在人的当中，他就是那以马内利。
And all the many miracles that he did, including the teaching that he taught and the messages that he preached, point to this same truth that he is the Son of God.
他所讲、所教的、他所行的神迹、他所教导的这些真理，都指向一个事实，就是他就是神的儿子来到世上。
He was betrayed by one of his 12 disciples.
被他12个门徒当中的一个来出卖了。
He was arrested.
他被抓拿。
He was persecuted.
他被就是逼迫。
And finally he was crucified.
最后他们把他钉在十字架上。
And then he died on the cross.
那就死在十字架上。
And all this while as a son of God, he could easily have delivered himself, but he did not.
他身为神的儿子，所以其实在这样的一些事情上他都能够来救拔自己，但是他却没有那么做。
He was persecuted because of your sins and my sins.
他之所以会面对逼迫，是为着你的罪也为着我的罪。
He was crucified because of your sins and my sins.
他之所以被钉死在十字架上，也是为着你的罪，也是为着我的罪。
He died because of your sins and my sins.
他之所以死，也是为着你的罪，也为着我的罪。
And he did all these things because he loved us.
他做了这一切，原因是他爱我们。
Even though there was nothing lovely in any one of us for him to love, and yet he loved us.
虽然我们没有什么可爱的，但是他仍然是做了这一切来爱我们。
And God accepted what Jesus did for us by raising him from the dead on the third day after he died.
而神也接纳了耶稣基督为我们所做的一切，他就让他从死里复活，在第三天让他复活了。
If you acknowledge that you are a sinner,
如果你承认你自己是个罪人
，and you cannot save yourself，
你知道你自己不能够救自己
，and you know that if you die in your sin, you end up in hell，
你也知道说，如果你在最终来死的话，你最后是落入地狱。
And only Jesus Christ can save you.
唯有耶稣基督能够来拯救你。
And if you believe with all your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ died for you and rose from the dead for you, you will be saved.
而你全心的来相信，也是口里的来承认，说耶稣基督是为着你的罪来死，而且第三天他从死里复活。那你就必定来得救。
There must be no other reason for believing in Christ other than because of your sin, because of death, and because of hell.
那我们不当有任何其他的因素说来相信耶稣基督，我们唯有是知道说自己是个罪人，知道说那地狱的刑罚，知道说耶稣基督能拯救我。
This is the voice of the shepherd.
那这是。那牧者的声音。
Do you know this voice in your heart?
你是否在心中已经认识这个声音呢？
If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
如果你
because you want to be healthy and wealthy, that is not the voice of the shepherd.
如果你是为着说自己能够有健康、有财富而来相信耶稣基督，那这肯定不是那牧者的声音。
That is the voice of the devil.
那是魔鬼的声音。
If you think that believing in Jesus Christ is one of the ways, that is also not the voice of the shepherd.
如果你认为说相信耶稣基督是多条道路当中的一条，那这也是魔鬼的声音，不是牧者的声音。
If you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, and also believe in Mary, that is also not the voice of the shepherd. That is the voice of the devil too.
那如果你说相信说相信耶稣基督，你也相信来向玛利亚来祷告，那这也是。这也不是牧者的声音，这也是魔鬼的声音。
These are the voices of thieves and robbers who will rob you of your soul.
这些都是那些贼跟强盗的声音，他们要来夺取你的生命。
Because the shepherd know the sheep.
因为那牧者认识他的羊。
You look at verse 3.
你看第三节。
To him the porter openeth, the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and he leadeth them out.
那第三节他说看门的就给他开门，羊也听他的声音，他按着名叫自己的羊，把羊领出来。
We cannot know who are the sheep.
我们不知道谁是那羊。
You can deceive us because we cannot read your heart.
那你可以来欺骗我们，因为我们不能够看入你的内心。
But the shepherd would know.
然而牧者却知道。
In other words, be honest with yourself.
那换句话说，你应当对自己来坦诚。
Because Jesus the shepherd knows who are his sheep.
因为耶稣基督，那牧者他知道谁是他的羊。
You have to make sure in your own heart.
你必须在心里面来确定这一点。
Do not be deceived.
那不要被欺骗。
Because the one who will lose the most is you.
因为那损失最大的是你自己。
Jesus does not want to see any one of us being deceived and end up in hell.
那耶稣基督也不愿意我们有任何人受骗最后真的是落入地狱里。
That's why he spoke this parable.
他也就因此说了这比喻。
It is to help us and to warn us of the many voices out there.
他是要帮助我们来警戒我们说在那外头有许多不同的声音。
If only there is only one voice, isn't it?
那如果只有一个声音的话。
But sadly, tragically, we know that is not the case.
那当然是事实上我们知道说那不是这样的。
Because the devil wants to blur and remove the real shepherd from our heart and from our eyes.
因为那强盗那贼他是要就是模糊混淆使到我们混淆，就是把牧者从我们的心中给夺去。
Do you know that there are millions of believers who think that they have believed in the shepherd?
你知道吗？有成千上万的人他们以为他们已经信靠了那牧者。
Because they believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for their sins so that they can be healthy and wealthy on earth.
因为他们以为说耶稣基督 就是在十字架上为他们的罪来死了啊，好叫他们在地面上他们能够过着富裕过着健康的生活。
This is not the voice of the shepherd.
这样这个声音不是牧者的声音。
This is the voice of a thief and a robber.
啊，这是那贼那盗贼强盗的声音。
Not only will they rob you of your belongings, they will rob you of your time on earth and your life on earth and your soul as well.
啊，他们不单是抢劫你所拥有的东西，他更是把你在地面上你的生命你的时间把这一切给夺走了。
Make sure you believe in Jesus your shepherd because of sin, because of death, because of hell and no other reason.
你要确保说你这相信耶稣基督是因为你知道说自己有罪，因为你相信地狱，你也相信死亡的事情，不单为着其他的因素。
There must be no other motive, no other reason.
那必须是没有其他的动机，没有其他的因素。
Have you done that?
你是否是这样做的？
Then not only have you heard the voice, you have known the voice.
那如果是这样的话，你不只是听见了那声音，你也认出了那声音。
How do I know I have known the voice?
我又怎么知道我已经认识那声音呢？
Verses 4 and 5 of John 10 gives us the answer to that question.
约翰福音第十章的第四、第五节就把那答案告诉我们。
Not only does the shepherd know the sheep, Jesus the shepherd tells us, My sheep will follow me.
那不单是那牧者认识那羊的声音，耶稣基督，我们的牧者也告诉我们说，我的羊会跟从我。
Verse 4, And when he put forth his own sheep, that is the shepherd, he goeth before them, he will go ahead of them, and to lead them in the direction that he wants them to go, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice.
那第四节这么说，既放出自己的羊来，他就在前头走，那他的羊就会跟着他，因为他们认得他的声音。
This word follow is a special word.
这个跟着这个词是一个很特别的一个字。
It's not just follow blindly.
不是盲目跟从。
This is to join someone, attach yourself to someone as a disciple.
那这就是说你要来跟随来成为某一个人的这个门徒。
He follows exactly where the shepherd leads.
他就按照这牧者所去的地方来跟从着他。
He will not go anywhere. Anyway.
他不会就是任意的行走，不会去到其他的地方。
The shepherd will be in front leading.
那牧者会在前头带领着。
The sheep will be behind following.
那羊就会跟在后头跟随着。
Anywhere, everywhere the shepherd goes, the sheep follows because he hears the voice and he follows.
那无论是往哪里去牧者所去的羊群都会跟着，因为他认得牧者的声音，他就跟随着。
Because they recognize the voice of the shepherd.
因为他们认得牧者的声音。
Now where is the voice of the shepherd found today?
那今天我们在哪里找得到牧者的声音呢？
When Jesus walked on earth, they can hear the voice of the shepherd.
那当基督在这地面上行走的时候，他们能够听到牧者的声音。
Of course, the voice of the shepherd today is the Bible, the 66 books of the Bible.
当今天牧者的声音就是我们的就是这圣经，这66卷的圣经。
The voice of our shepherd is the perfect and good shepherd.
牧者的声音是那完全这好牧人的声音。
The voice of the shepherd is perfect. There are no mistakes. There are no lies.
那这牧者的声音是完全的，是没有任何的诡诈的。
That's why we believe the Bible is perfect.
那因此我们相信说圣经是完全无误的。
Why do you think the thieves and the robbers continue to attack the Bible and say the Bible has mistakes?
你想那强盗那些贼为什么时刻的都要 攻击圣经，说圣经有错误呢？
These thieves and robbers want you to stop listening to the voice of the shepherd to begin to doubt the shepherd because he makes mistakes.
这些强盗，这些贼，他们是要让你来怀疑，开始怀疑那牧者，让你不再听那牧者的声音。
Every name, every number, every word, every jot, every tittle in God's word is perfect because it comes from the good shepherd who is perfect.
那每一个名字，每一个每一句话，每一个字眼每一点一画都是完全的，因为这是出自于那完全的牧者。
You study the Bible all the days of your life.
你要用穷一生来读这圣经。
Have you ever read through the Bible?
你是否已经把圣经读过一遍呢？
Yes or no?
有还是没有？
If not, why don't you listen to the voice of the shepherd?
你如果还没有的话，你为什么不听这牧者的声音呢？
You don't read the Bible, you don't hear the voice. How can you follow what you don't hear?
你如果不读圣经，你就听不到牧者的声音。你听不到的话，你又怎么跟随呢？
There are a lot of Bible program out there to help you read through the Bible in one year.
然后在外头，我们看到有很多不同的这些读经的计划，就是要帮助你用一年来读完圣经。
Tomorrow is the 1st of January 2018.
明天就是2018年的一月一日。
You can't follow the voice.If you do not first hear the voice,
那如果你不是先听到那声音，你是不可能来跟随那声音的。
So will you promise God to read through the Bible in the year 2018?
你是否会来答应神说你要在2018年来读完圣经呢？
Find a Bible reading program throughout the whole year to help you.
那就是采取就是用那些读经的计划来帮助你，让你在一年里面把圣经读完。
After reading every chapter, you tick so that you have a checklist on how many you have read every day.
那每一次你读完一章的时候，你就就是来打勾做记录，好叫你知道说你已经读完了多少章。
Join the ministries and the fellowship groups.
要来参与。就是团契还有其他的事工的这些活动聚会。
Then other sheep can encourage you when you sometimes struggle.
那好叫其他的这些羊能够来成为你的鼓励，当你在挣扎的时候。
Come and pray together and pray one for another.
我们一起的来同心的来祷告，彼此的来代祷。
So that together we may all first hear the voice.And then we can all follow the voice of the same shepherd.
好像我们能够一起的先来听到那声音，然后听到牧者的声音，好像我们呢都能够同心的来跟随那牧者。
Because out there in the world there are still many voices.
因为在外面的世界是充满着不同的声音。
Just like the thieves and robbers in the time of Christ, they also say that we have the word of God.
就像当时候耶稣基督的时代的这些盗贼他们都说他们是他们都是牧者的声音。
They also say we use the Bible.
他们也说他们用圣经。
But those who hear the voice and know the voice of the shepherd, they will be able to discern what is right and what is wrong.
那些就是听从牧者的声音，他们就能够分辨得出，他们就能够知道说什么是对，什么是错。
If you don't study the Bible and obey the Bible, you will be deceived.
那如果你不来研读圣经，你不来遵守圣经所教导的，你就很容易你就会被误导了。
Because look at verse 5. A stranger will they never follow.But will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers.
那我们来看第五节。第五节说，羊是不跟从生人的，因为他们不认得他的声音，是必要逃跑。
Don't think attending a Roman Catholic church is not dangerous.
不要以为说你去参加这些罗马天主教的聚会不是那么样危险。
If you are truly a believer in Jesus Christ, you will get out of the church.
那如果你真是耶稣基督的 信徒的话，那你肯定你就要必定会离开那样的一个教会。
Don't think also that attending charismatic churches is not dangerous.
也不要以为说参加那些灵恩派的教会也不那么样危险。
Because Jesus here says, they will never follow. That means they will never be a disciple of the stranger.
那因为耶稣基督在这里说，他羊不会跟着。也就是说他们是不会成为那生人的这门徒。
What will they do when they hear the voice of the stranger?
如果他们听到生人的声音，他们会怎么做呢？
They will flee from him.
他们就必定会从他那里逃跑。
Flee means run very far away, nothing to do with them.
逃跑的意思就是说远远的离开他们，与他们没有任何的相干。
You don't attend their church.
你不去参加他们的聚会，
you definitely will not give any offering to their church.
也不会把金钱奉献给那样的一个教会。
You won't give your time to the church.
你也不会把时间献给那样的一个教会。
You have absolutely nothing to do with them.
你是根本绝对跟他们没有任何的关系。
Because they do not know the voice of these strangers.
因为他们却是不认，羊是不认得这些生人的声音。
There are many, many voices out there.
在外头有许许多多不同的声音。
All claim to be the voice of the shepherd.
都说自己是牧者的声音。
The voice of the shepherd is found only in holy scriptures.
是牧者的声音，唯有在圣经里面让我们找得到。
And your understanding of the word of God has to be correct.
而你对神话语的领悟理解是必须是正确的。
Don't let these thieves and robbers steal your soul and your life.
不要让这些强盗这些贼来把你的生命给夺去。
Because the person who has known the voice of the shepherd, he is known by the shepherd.
因为那一些认得这牧者声音的人，他们是牧者所认得的人。
And when he reads the Bible, he will follow the word of God.
当他读圣经的时候，他就会跟随神的话语来行。
Because he hears the voice and he follows the shepherd.
因为他听到那牧者的声音，他就跟随那牧者。
How long will he follow all the days of his life?
他会跟随多久呢？他会就是一生都跟随着他。
That's why when someone leaves a church where the word of God is preached, it is a very sad and frightening thing to do.
因此如果有人在我们传讲了神的话语之后，有人离开教会这是非常令人伤痛的。
If the church is faithfully preaching the word of God, the shepherd's voice is being preached to you.
如果教会是忠心的来传讲神的话语，那神的这牧者的声音就已经是被传讲出去了。
And you leave for a church that teaches you the Bible as mistakes. There's so many wrong churches out there. You are in serious trouble.
那你却来离开教会，去到那些会堂，说是告诉你说圣经是有错误的，那你是去到那些外头这些错误那些许许多多的声音的当中。
You're supposed to flee from them, but instead you follow them.
那你本当是来从那边逃跑，而你反过来却去跟随着。
Jesus says these are the voices of strangers.
耶稣告诉我们说，这些都是生人的声音。
We are living in the last days.
我们是活在那末世的时代。
We pray and hope that 2018 is the year when the Lord Jesus will return.
我们的祷告是盼望说2018年就是耶稣基督再来的时候。
Coming to church does not save us.
我们来到教堂不能够救我们。
But believing in the voice of the shepherd will.
然后我们如果来相信的牧者的声音
sure,
我们就能够得救。
Make sure your salvation, dear friend.
你要确定你自己的救恩。
Let this truly be a brand new year for you.
那好像这新的一年的确是完全更新的一年。
Do you know the voice of the shepherd?
你是否认得牧者的声音呢？
Because if you do, you will follow him all the days of your life.
因为如果你是认得他的声音的话，你就会一生就跟随着他。
That means you will study the Bible to hear his voice, and you will obey his voice.
也就是说你会来读圣经来听他的声音，而你也会 就是服从圣经所教导的来跟随他。
If you don't like to study the Bible, that means you don't like to hear the voice of your shepherd. How could that ever be?
如果你不喜欢读圣经，那也就是说你不喜欢听那牧者的声音，那这怎么可能呢？
There is nothing wrong with the shepherd's voice, the Bible.
这牧者的声音，圣经是没有任何错误的。
If you don't like to read the Bible, if you don't understand the Bible, there is something wrong with you.
那如果你不愿意来读圣经，你不明白圣经，那问题，你真的是有问题了。
What do you think could be wrong with you?
到底什么？到底你发生了什么问题呢
？You could very well not be the sheep of the shepherd.
你很可能就不是这牧者的羊了。
And that is a very sad and tragic.
而这是非常
knowledge to have.
非常悲伤，非常不幸的这样的一件事情。
So close and yet so far from heaven.
你已经是很接近天堂，你却是远离天堂。
Please make sure of your salvation right now.
你要这时候就来确定你自己的救恩。
Make sure you know the voice of the shepherd.
你要确保你认得牧者的声音。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our gracious, merciful, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有恩典，满有慈爱的圣天父。
Help us each and every one of us to make sure of our salvation, O Lord.
求主帮助我们每一个人，让我们都来确定自己的信仰。
Let this truly be a brand new year for all of us.
让这新的一年的确是成为我们更新的一年。
That we may all say in all sincerity.Within our heart, that we truly know the voice of the shepherd.
让我们都能够从内心深处坦诚地来说，哦，我们都相信这牧者的声音。
And this is evidenced by our love for God's word.
这样的事情是能够从我们对主话语的渴慕来看的。
And this love is seen by the way we continue to study God's word.
那这样的对主话语的爱是能够从我们继续的来读而看得见。
And this is also seen by our love to obey God's word all the days of our lives.
那这一切也能够从我们每一天一生中都遵照圣经所教导的来行来看得出来。
Grant to us discernment in these last days to hear the voice of the shepherd and not the voice of thieves and robbers.
求主在这末世的时代赐给我们一个分辨的心，好叫我们能够愿意听从那牧者的声音，而不是听从盗贼的声音。
May thou be merciful to our loved ones and friends who have been deceived by the voice of the thieves and the robbers.
求主来怜悯我们的这些家人亲友，他们那些已经听从误被这盗贼的声音所误导的。
Grant to us the words and the opportunity where we can speak to them and help them out of the deception.
求主赐给我们机会，也赐给我们智慧的言语，来帮助他们，让他们能够从这些错误的当中来离开。
O Lord, may thou be merciful to all of us.
求主怜悯我们每一个人。
Help us to make sure of our salvation in Christ Jesus because of the many voices that we hear nowadays.
求主让我们真的是能够来确定自己的信仰，因为我们知道我们所面对的，我们所接触到的是许许多多不同的声音。
Our heart's cry and our heart's desire, O Lord, is to believe in the Jesus Christ of the Scriptures. Help us.
求主帮助我们，我们心里所渴望的是来相信，就是圣言，就是圣经所教导的耶稣基督。
Help us to hear His voice and to follow Him all the days of our lives.
帮助我们来听从他的声音，让我们就是一生就是来跟从他的引领。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
奉靠耶稣基督最宝贵神圣的圣名，我们感恩祷告。
Amen.
Amen.